2026. It's 4:33 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording, we'll start with the board. Gary or Chair, you want to start?
Sure. Gary Langston with Third Cadence.
Scott Kaufman, Third Cadence.
Rachel McAleese, Third Cadence.
Aaron Wade, Gilmore Bell.
Sam Elder, DA Davidson.
Matt Entz with Snow Jensen and Reese District Council.
Tara, or Tari, sorry. Are you there?
And that's Tari from Gilmore Bell.
Okay. Thanks, Aaron. Appreciate it. All right. That's everyone I show on the call. We do have Matt Entz back at the anchor location. Matt, do we have any members of the public?
We do not.
Okay, perfect. All right, board, first up, board meeting minutes from our last meeting on February 20th. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
Look fine to me. I'd motion to approve.
Thanks, Gary.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Thanks, Scott. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, Aaron, do you want me to stop sharing? How do you want to do it?
Yeah, that's just fine. And
Okay.
I can throw some of these up there real quick. Just get it on the right screen so that I can hit the share button. Let's see. Okay, so the first item that's in front of you is the authorizing resolution. And this approves the designation resolution, which designates the assessment area, sets forth the boundaries of the assessment area, allows us to do a term of 30 years on these bonds, and the assessment ordinance. And the assessment ordinance governs how the assessments will be levied and collected, the repayment, the foreclosure provisions. I can put some of that up on the screen in a minute. The other thing that it approves is your appraisal and your benefit study that were previously circulated by the appraiser and the DTA as the benefit study provider here. So it approves those documents and then allows the board members to finalize those documents. Just want to put in front of you here the assessment ordinance. We've circulated this before, but just wanted to highlight a couple of key pieces here. We have, $21,455,000 of bonds is what we're proposing to authorize here, which is one third of the finished lot value under the appraisal. I wanted to flag as well that this is that you've elected to have a portion of the assessments prepaid before conveyance to end users, and we'll go to that Exhibit A in a second. So that exhibit will govern the amount that has to be prepaid for the residential units. This document requires you to maintain the 3x coverage. So if you were to, do a prepayment or change your layout or something like that, you could keep the assessments in place. We just need to prove out that there's still 3x coverage, or you may need to just do, a simple prepayment to catch that back up to the 3x coverage. Here's the table of assessment by unit type. So it's on an ERU basis, same as assessment area number one. We just have the SFD2 is the baseline of one ERU, and then everything is kind of proportional from that. So you have, 14,000 going on each apartment unit, up to, 93,000 for SFD6, for a total again of that 21,455,000 spread across the anticipated 643 units. On the prepayment, we have no required prepayment for the apartments, so you could keep that full balance outstanding for the long haul. But we do have kind of these categories for the townhomes of $5,790 gets passed on to end users, and for the single family homes, $9,850. There's still the ability that somebody could say, hey, I'd rather just roll it into my mortgage or pay it off with cash. That can still be done, but this is kind of the baseline assumption of what gets passed on. Any questions about the assessment ordinance or the designation resolution or anything in the authorizing resolution?
Not for me.
Okay, so if that's the case, I think we could proceed with the motion here.
Gary, was 14,000 per unit the number?
On the apartments?
Yeah.
That's the total lien, if that's what you're asking.
But that's the amount we're leaving on each unit.
Yes. Well, that's the total amount of the assessment. We could choose to leave a pass-through amount later on, but we haven't decided that for now.
Got you guys are authorized to carry that much, so it doesn't obligate you to do so.
Okay.
All right. Got it.
Okay, so board, we have resolution 2026-03 and then 2026-04. Those are the two resolutions that we're looking to approve.
I'll motion to approve resolution 2026-03 and 2026-04 as presented.
All right, sorry, this one's just 03, and then I'll walk through 04 in a
Okay.
second here. Sorry.
Sorry, Aaron.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
You
So
want
there
me to
is a.
redo the motion?
Yeah, if you would.
Okay. I'll motion to approve ordinance 2026-03.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Thanks, Scott. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, Aaron.
Awesome. Thank you. All right, I'm just updating as we go, just because I know we're going to be rushing to post all these today. Okay, so next document in front of you is the bond resolution. So this approves the bonds. Again, it's not to exceed $21,455,000 of assessment bonds for assessment area number two. It sets forth the parameters for the bonds and then authorizes the board members to finalize the terms of the bonds, so long as they fit within those parameters, and then approve certain documents. So let me go through the parameters and then I'll go through the documents real quick. So the parameters that we have, this is not that we expect these interest rates. Oh, sorry, I've lost my place here. That we expect these interest rates or terms, but it just gives the maximum flexibility. So the parameters, oh, sorry, my computer's acting up here. So the parameters they have in front of you, $21,455,000 to mature not more than 30 years from their date. So that's different from last round. We could only do 20-year bonds. Now we can do 30. Price of not less than 95% and a rate not to exceed 12%. You still retain discretion that if, Sam got you an 11% interest rate, you certainly could reject that. But again, allows flexibility in a changing market with you guys still having the kind of final say over the terms that you accept. The other piece that it does is it approves the various forms of the documents that have been circulated. So those documents are the bond indenture, the bond purchase agreement, the continuing disclosure agreement, the completion agreement, and the collateral assignment agreement. So my team has circulated the indenture completion and collateral assignment, and then QTAC has circulated the bond purchase agreement and the continuing disclosure agreement. The other piece that this approves is the form of the official statement and the preliminary official statement that my team, well, that I previously circulated. And again, with changes that are necessary to finalize to match the terms of the bonds. I know that was a lot we just covered. Any questions about this resolution or the documents that it approves?
No.
Okay. The other piece I just want to note, and I'll also note this for the assessment ordinance and the designation resolution. I know that we're eager to get the 30-day clock started. So, assuming you approve this resolution, send us your signature pages. We will compile the assessment ordinance and the designation resolution, as well as the notice of bonds. And that's this exhibit here within the bond resolution. Each of those three documents will need to be posted on site as well as on the public notice website. I think you guys know the drill, but it needs to be posted in a way that, it's protected from the elements. So if it's in a plastic kind of bag or behind a case or something, and then just make sure that those kind of stay intact and remain posted for that 30-day period for the bond notice. I think it's 21 days for the other notices. So we keep those up. That the posting on site as well as on the public notice website will trigger that 30 days. So I know we're looking to start that today. So we'll get those around shortly after the meeting.
And
Any questions? Oh yeah, go ahead.
Aaron, I was just going to say, Christy's out today. I'm going to be handling the posting on the public notice website. So
Oh, perfect. Okay, we'll keep
I'll watch
you
those.
looped in there, Matt. That's great. Thank you for covering that. And
Also, Aaron, just
yeah.
so Gary, Scott, Rachel, whoever posts there, make sure you guys take a pic for it, a picture, and then send it back to us so that we have it in the records.
Yep, we'll do that.
Okay, thank you. Sorry,
Yeah.
Aaron.
No, thank you. That's a good reminder. Yeah, any other questions, or if not, I think you could move forward with a motion and a vote.
Okay. So it would be resolution 2026-04.
I'll go ahead and motion to approve motion or resolution 2026-04 as presented.
Thanks, Gary.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Thanks, Scott. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Okay, that's everything I show on the agenda. Aaron, are you guys going to send around the signature pages?
Yes. So their team already has
Okay.
those, just to kind
Perfect.
of be ready for this. So they're going to send those back to us here shortly, and we will compile those three, well, the two documents in the notice, and get those back around, hopefully in the next, 10 or so minutes here.
Okay, perfect. Okay, you guys need anything else from us?
Michael, I may call you tomorrow and just talk about all the different things that we need to record with the final local entity plat. And
Okay.
is it okay if we do that? Does it have to be done tomorrow, or could we do that Wednesday?
Wednesday's just fine.
Okay. I'll plan on taking care of that when I get back in town, and then I won't have to try and explain it to Rachel over the phone and go through all that stuff.
Yeah, no, technically we have 30 days. Obviously, we don't want to wait that long, but Wednesday's just fine.
Okay, perfect.
And on that, similarly, just hold off on recording the compiled documents that we're going to send around today, just because we do want those annexation documents recorded first. And
Right.
like Matt said, we also have some time on those as well. So we'll follow up once everything's ready to go with kind of those instructions.
Okay, perfect. Rachel and I did communicate with her very well, so she's going to run back over to our office and date those documents with today's date, Aaron, and then she can scan them and send them back to you. And
Okay.
then Zach can print out the compiled version, and we've already got a spot and all the different measures in place to post them on site.
Okay. That
Okay.
sounds great. Yep.
Okay.
Hey, last thing I would need is a motion to adjourn then.
Motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Gary.
Yep, second.
Thanks, Scott. All those in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, good to see you guys.
Thanks.
Hey,
Take
thank you
care.
too. Thanks.